Hi, welcome to the Sleep Baby Sleep podcast. I'm Sonia, a certified pediatric sleep coach, and this is Nat, a vice principal and a sleep coach. Hi, Nat.
Hi.
At first, I think I'll need to start reading it again. I'm like, oh my God, I have an
It
adult
doesn't
memoir.
matter. You can call me whatever you want.
Maybe I should call you something different every time.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Okay, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good, good. We were chit-chatting before we started recording. We would have talked forever. So, Nat, can you explain what you're snacking on? I'm sure
Okay,
people are
well,
curious.
I bought myself a Ninja Creamy. And it's like, yeah, so basically I'm snacking on homemade ice cream. It's so good.
Yeah, so I'm just jealous because it's like you can have kind of a high protein ice cream and low calories. It's like a
And
big jar. She's,
it's huge.
yeah, I'm like, how, like, that would be perfect for
This is next
summer.
to my face.
It's like the size of your face. Love it. And that, by the way, guys, by the time this goes on, I think there's a sale at Costco. If somebody is thinking of getting one, yeah, I
That's
saw
where I
it in the
got mine
flyer.
last
Okay.
time.
Nice. Okay, so it works well. No complaint.
We're not affiliated with Costco
Not
or
this.
Ninja.
This is not sponsored, not
Not
yet.
sponsored.
Oh,
Ninja, hit us up.
Costco. I mean, I would be down. Oh, really random, not today too. So I got a gift today.
A gift.
So yes, yeah, so it was gone for a few days for work, and it's like you might get something and accept it. Okay, it's a Mother's Day gift. I'm like, oh, okay, we're gonna get something delivered. So today I arrive home and it's a stand-up paddle board. Like the ones that you could put air and like
Are you guys on the water?
No, but
Oh.
we're close to the water. No, if you know what I mean. Like, and it's probably because when we went to Turks and Caicos, we used it, and then
Yeah.
I saw how much I loved it. Like, it's just, yeah, it's
I know
my,
people that live in Shediac and that's what they do all summer. They go on paddle.
yeah. I'm like, oh my God, I'll be able to do that all summer. Oh, I'm so excited.
It's so
Yeah.
chill. Louis gonna like that.
Oh my God, we. Yeah, Louis has a little life jacket. I could bring him, and I'm pretty good. Like, I can balance quite easily. But I was super surprised. Like, wow, that's my Mother's Day gift. I'm like, wow. A little intense, but that's okay.
I should make my husband listen.
We?
Mother's Day soon? Is that what you said?
Because we're actually going to be in Toronto for Mother's Day. Like, us,
That's right. You're
the
going to
little fam.
Toronto.
Yeah.
You
Yeah,
got
that's it.
first flight, Louise's first flight.
I'm so excited. I'm like, my first flight, I was 17 years old, and he's gonna be 5. So,
Oh my God.
big difference.
I still can't believe my 2-year-old went to Mexico.
And vraiment, I was thinking of that. I'm like, your kids already went on a plane and they went to Mexico. Like, that's kind of cool. Yeah, that's crazy.
I didn't go to Mexico until I was 28.
Well, they do things quicker. It's like my parents, the first time I think they went on a plane was for their honeymoon. You know what I mean? Like, that's what it was. And my grandparents never went on a plane. My mom's mom and dad never took a flight ever.
Ever? Like still to this
Ever.
day?
Still to this day.
Are they scared?
Well, I feel like sometimes you're at a point, it's like, what's the point now? I'm this old. Like, they're in
Hey,
the
it's never
80s.
too late.
My aunt really wants to take them, but my grandma's like, dispatch it now, you know what I mean? Like, everything gives her palpitations. So maybe it's not the best. But yeah, they should, right?
First time I went on a plane was to Disney. I was in grade 5, but still way older than my 2-year-old.
Oui.
I was 10.
10 is a good age, probably, to go to Disney.
My brother was 7.
Okay.
That was our first time to Disney. It was fun.
Yeah,
I
when
still
I,
remember.
well, probably I did Disney when I was probably 13 or 14. I was in grade 9 and we did like bus. We went on a bus. That was not nice though.
I was in grade 9 the second time we went.
Ah, cool.
Grade
Disney,
9 was like, it was still a really good age to go to Disney in grade 9.
100%. Like, we loved it. We loved the parks. We loved the rides. We even loved just hanging out by the pool in our hotel. Like, yeah, it was very nice. It's still magical.
I feel like it would be even at 80 years old. Like, I don't think it's an
Exactly.
age for Disney.
No, like, people want to find the perfect age to bring kids. I think it's that you, whatever, it's all good. It doesn't
I feel
matter.
like the perfect age for Disney is all relative and it's all different for every family. Like, for example, me and my husband, we both really like rides.
Me
We
too.
love rides, both of us. So if we were to go to Disney with our kids, we would wait until they're old enough to be able
Go
to
to the
ride the
rides.
rides. Otherwise, we would need to hire a nanny to watch the kids that are too
That you
short
could not enjoy yourself.
because we would have to be like one person left out with the kid that can't go. So how boring is that?
That's how I felt when I went to Valcartier with Louis, because like I was stuck with Louis and Chloe that could not do a lot of the slides and rides, and it was just not fun for me. You know
Yeah.
what I mean? Like if I go back, I want to go when Louis is tall enough that he can do all the rides, and I
Exactly.
don't need to like we stress that he's gonna drown the whole time.
And some families, they have one of the parents that just don't
Don't
like rides and they want to go
exactly.
for the kids, so they don't mind staying
Yep.
out of
But
the
I feel
ride.
like I'm missing out, and like Eric, well, his kids are older, so he's like, ah, so I'm stuck with them. But I'm like, I want to join too. Like, I want to have fun, you know? I don't want to be a. I kind of felt like when you have a baby or you're breastfeeding and you're just the one that's not having fun. Well, that's how I felt. Maybe I'm the only one that feels that
I would have
way.
felt the exact same way, so I get it. That's why I
Yeah.
want to bring them right now because I'm like, if I'm gonna go to Disney and pay all that money with my
Yeah.
family, I'm gonna be able to enjoy it to
No,
its
I agree. Same. And Louis is like kind of short, so it's gonna be a while, which is not a priority for me. Like Disney, even if you would not go, like it's not something that's super important to me. Some parents, it's like they really want to. It's like a must for
Yeah.
me. I don't know. Like going on a plane is a must, so we're doing that. But like Louis can be content anywhere. Like he's, yeah, it doesn't need to be Disney. I
I
don't
think
think
I want to
he.
go in like 2031, 2032. Like when
Yeah.
Olivier's like 10 or
Wait,
more.
yeah, that would be all
Like he
right.
has to be old. He has
Before
to
a
be 12.
teenager, maybe.
He would be 10 or 11, and she would be 12 or 13. So
15, yeah, so perfect.
I liked it in grade 9, so I think she would like it too.
Yeah, my brother did not come when we went to, it was just my mom and my sister, but my brother would not have wanted to be in a bus for two
Was he too
days.
young? How old
No,
was
my
he?
brother's older. It was just not interested. Like we did. Even we went to my first flight, I went to Cuba when I was in grade 12, and my brother did not come too. Like he was not a traveler. Like my brother hated traveling. Now he doesn't mind it and he does it for the business, but he's not like me. Like I je suis pas ennuyeuse. Like I can leave and I
Your
don't
brother's
mind.
like your parents.
I guess my dad, I'm more like my dad. My dad is not as much that way anymore because he got sick and all those stuff, but like my dad could be travel all the time and he doesn't miss his home or people, you know what I mean? Like, upon you. But my brother's like my mom. Like, they like to be home and their things. And
Homebodies.
yes, homebodies more. Like, I love to explore and meet people. And yeah.
Same.
But my dad, randomly, when I was there Mondays, like, oh, I think I want to travel. Like, maybe go on a all-inclusive in November and then a month in winter go somewhere. I'm like, yes, do it. Like, I'm so excited he wants to travel again. Like, he, for the last few years, no, I'm not interested. I'm like, weird. I'm like, that's not you. But if I think he's feeling better. He wants to travel again.
Nice. Good sign.
That's a really good sign. Another random thing too. Today I bought myself another pair of Blundstones.
Oh, that's my next purchase.
You have to. Okay, there's a sale at the shoe store on Mechanic Street.
The shoe repair shop.
Yes.
There's a sale? Like, is it
Well,
a good one?
mine was 185 plus tax, which brought them to like 215, and they're the ones with the little heels, so they're more feminine. I had mine since it was 7 years I had my Blundstone. I have a little hole in them and they don't want to replace it because it's wear and tear. And today I just walked with Remy and I'm like, oh, let's go to the shoe store, see if there's any boots. And I just bought them. A little impulsive, but I've been thinking about it for 3 months. But yeah,
I
it's
bought
an
myself the cheap knockoffs from Costco like 4 years ago, and I bought those first because I didn't know if I liked the style or not on myself. I like it on everybody else, and I just thought, I'm gonna see if I'll wear them, and if I do, then I'll buy
Then
Blundstones. And I've
do
been
it.
wearing them all winter, every winter for the past
Yeah,
year.
I would
So I'm like, you know what?
splurge.
I'm ready for the real deal.
Yeah, do it. No, do it. And there's even sales on the Blundstones website. Because I'm doing my research. I checked on Marketplace. I could not find what I liked and the color I like and the size. So I kind of dabbled into secondhand first, but no, there wasn't anything. So I bought brand new.
I don't know what I'm looking for though. Like,
Okay.
I like the brown ones. I like the black ones.
So these are like gray, actually. I really loved my brown ones, but the grays were on sale and the burgundies, and I chose the gray. I feel like very classic, goes with everything. I don't know.
You feel like you could wear the gray ones with a dress? Like,
Oh,
the reason why
yes.
I'm not sure about the brown is that I feel like it's a little less dressy.
It is less, the gray is actually dressier, I would feel, than the brown, to be honest. When I, the gray, it's like, it's a nice gray. It's like a, I
Like a
don't know.
dark charcoal?
Yeah, so it's a bit dark. Yeah, I'll show you at some point, but they're very comfortable. My insoles fit in them because I have insoles. But yeah, was kind of impulsive, but not because I was thinking about it for months, but I just pulled the trigger. But
Nice.
you should do it. It's one of the best purchases I did in my life, was my Blundstones.
I feel like if you're gonna buy those types of boots, you have to go with the real deal. But like, again, it's not
Yes.
that I wasn't sure that I'd like Blundstones. I thought I didn't like the style, but I actually like the style.
It's funny because my mom found that it was so manly. She hated them, and now everybody has it. But the ones I bought, I sent her a picture. It's like, it's more feminine, so she likes
Have you
them
ever
better.
seen the ones for babies?
Oh my God, Sasuke, cute.
I know, but they're
There
so
was like
expensive.
tiny ones. It was like 150 or even almost 200 for, but I would never, because I'm
Me
way
neither,
too
because
cheap
they
for
would
that.
last like a second and a half.
I know, but so adorable. It would be so cute, but no, I would never buy that for Louis. Unless somebody like sells them for $5 or $10, maybe.
No.
Not happening. Okay, I have my, do you know what kind of tea this is, Nat? Dandelion roots.
I was gonna say some weird flavor because I had a feeling because you asked the question, it wasn't gonna be something I was gonna. But dandelion, isn't that good? Isn't that a
It's healthy.
diuretic?
Oh, chapeau. Is it?
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I'm losing weight. They're just kidding. No, it's because my, I was telling my friend I was having a hard time sleeping, and she's like, this natural whatever, and she checked into her book and she said this could help.
Are you still having a hard time?
No, it's been very good for the last like 5 days, and I'm sleeping
Thanks to
good.
the dandelions.
I don't know, something is helping. No, I'm back to
Oh,
myself.
feeling
Yeah.
wasn't there.
Oh, that too, the last 2 nights, my custom earplugs, love them. People who are listening to this, you have a snoring partner, or yeah, we're just loud noises, you're in the city, earplugs, do it.
Not
I eat,
apnea.
it's what?
Avenir
Yeah,
audiology.
Avenir, it's Avenir Hearing, and I went to see Jolene. It's Eric's sister. She's wonderful. Very, very nice.
Okay, so we can basically be sponsoring Costco, Ninja, the shoe store, and now Avenir. So if you guys want to get your
My
ads up
God.
on this podcast, let us know.
All the places that I love. Like, I'm even thinking I want 2 pairs of earplugs. Like, but no. Like, my mom, and I refer my mom. Like, she's gonna go, I think. She uses them all the time.
They
But
have a
she used,
referral program?
oh, I think so, actually. But it doesn't matter. I just want people to go and do it. Even Alicia from Your Weight Loss was complaining she was not sleeping well, and her partner, like her husband, snores. I'm like, get custom
Did you
earplugs.
tell
It's,
her?
yeah, I did. I reached out.
You're gonna
She's,
go?
I don't know. She's like, oh yeah, maybe I should. She was scared that she would not listen. She would not hear her kids. I'm like, you can still hear stuff. It's just, it's not one.
That's what stops me from getting
No,
stuff
you would still.
and the comfort. Like, I have to not feel them for me to accept them.
Okay, this is gonna sound really maybe weird though, but for so it feels like, have you ever tried the Diva Cup nut?
Nope.
Okay, well, the Diva Cup at first, it's like a weird feeling, like, I'm gonna have something in me, but then you don't even notice you have it. Same with the earplugs, I feel.
I'm sure.
It's like a foreign object at first, like, what do I have in my body? And then you're like, I don't notice. Yeah, that's how I feel.
I can see that. I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm gonna tell you
Okay.
one more thing and then we're going into
Okay.
our topic,
Sure,
okay? Because
sure.
I'm really excited for this, so I want to tell you.
Okay.
So I told you we booked a cruise, right?
We.
And so I'm hoping the people that I'm gonna be talking about in a minute don't listen. No, this is only coming out on Tuesday. Perfect.
Yeah.
So Saturday, which is not tomorrow, the day after. So we invited, I sent all the people, we're 11 in our gang going on this
Yes.
cruise. And I sent them all like a fake cruise ticket, inviting them to our house for supper on Saturday night. So Mathieu and I are gonna be dressed as boat captains, and we're gonna be like serving them like embarkation drinks like on a cruise, and we have a 5-course meal that we're
Oh my God,
preparing.
and Matthew likes to cook, huh?
Yeah, so he's gonna dress up as a chef like on a cruise, and I'm gonna dress like a bartender, and we're gonna be captains at first, and then we're gonna change in our outfits, and we have decorations, and yeah, it's gonna be
Now, when
fun.
do you find the time to do all those things?
While I'm watching TV or while doing other things.
But it's wonderful. Like, that is totally something I should do.
Yeah,
Like, I
and
love
we're shipping
hosting.
our kids to my mom. We don't do
Oh.
that often, so that's going to be fun. And I'm really
Nice. Oh.
excited. So,
Oh,
like,
I
we're
can't.
going to be looking at all the excursions we can do while we're on our cruise. We're basically like planning our
A
cruise.
cruise party. Getting ready for the. Oh my God. So I remember when you said that you were going on a cruise, and I think it's like, what, in a year and a half or something? It's in a while. Yeah. And she's like, it's the anticipation of going on the trip that's like as exciting or even more. So this is part of it. This is something that is as exciting. Like,
And
ah.
last weekend on Saturday, I went out with the girls from the cruise, and Friday night was the boys' night.
So you're gonna like butter this up, though. It's gonna
We're milking this, but that's part of the fun, right?
It is.
Like,
People don't
you're
do
getting
that
to know the
enough.
people that you're going on this cruise with. Like, you're. Well, anyways, they're also all of our closest friends, but it's fun.
Oh, I love that you really cherish your friendships, and yeah, you still do things with your friends. I feel a lot of parents, once they become parents, they kind of put away the friends, you know?
Well,
They
these
don't.
friends that we're often with are friends that are in the exact same
Situate
phase
like
of life as
they
us,
have
so I
kids
think that's
too.
why it's so easy to relate to them and be around them, because we understand each other, and we have, like, it's
That's
not,
true.
nobody gets insulted when somebody can't go to something because the kids, or when they're late because of the kids, or when they can't talk or whatever. So
That's definitely that makes it easier when you're at the same spot. Yeah.
yeah.
Because if you have like way older kids or way younger, or they don't have kids, it's definitely different. They don't understand. It's just not.
No.
Okay. Oh, my exciting.
Yeah, I'm super excited.
Okay,
They
well,
don't
next
know. They
time.
don't know. On their ticket, it said to go to the Matt Nat House restaurant for their 5-course meal on deck two.
I would be like, yes, I am going. And well, next podcast, you'll need to talk about that evening, how it went.
For
People will
sure.
probably want an update. Okay, and kind of what you're planning for the cruise. Okay, another thing, I really want to jump into the topic, but I wanted to talk about this before we end the podcast. And this month of May, and I did not even know this, I just decided to do that a few weeks ago. We're gonna have a promo for, because it's Mother's Day month of May. So if you buy a sleep package, you'll get a whole 1 year of group support. So you'll be in our private Facebook group for a whole year. So this is amazing because you get a few weeks one-on-one, and we help your child learn to fall asleep independently, sleep through a night, have good naps, and then you have our support for a whole year and support from other moms. So this is, if you have been thinking about it, it's your time. Let's do it. And it's right before summer. So
I
like you
feel like
probably want a baby that sleeps in the summer.
And I feel like what the group offers is exactly what was missing.
Exactly. That's really how I feel now. It's like we had a really good product. People were getting success, but I felt like it's like they needed a little bit more sometimes. And it's like, how can I offer more in a way that it's not only me as well? Because I feel like you have so many strengths and knowledge, and other moms have so many strengths and knowledge. That's so true. It's really the
And they
missing.
can relate with each other. Like, somebody posts a question and the other one writes, "Oh my God, this happens to me too." So then they don't feel alone. And
Yeah, and keep in mind, like me, like Louis is five, so like it feels like forever ago, like the baby stage and all the, you know, all those challenges. But when you're in that moment, like let's say that when they start flipping on their belly and you're so frustrated, you know, there was times where it's like I almost forget about it. But when I was in that moment, it was the end of the world. You know, I had a good sleeper and then he was waking up. But like if you have another mom that's going through it or went through it a few weeks ago, it's like, yeah, it's so helpful, I feel. And last call, it was fun, the last live, because there was a mom that was like, she's doing sleep training right now, and she's kind of new to the group, and she was on, so that was fun, you know? So seeing more faces. And next week, we're going to do it on Zoom, so people will really be able to meet up. Because that's what one of the suggestions was, like, when they went on Zoom, then they saw each other and could, you know, put a face to the name, and then they felt like they got closer. So I'm like, okay, every 4 weeks, we're gonna do it on Zoom for sure.
Cool.
Okay.
It
Uh-oh.
was during the day today, yeah?
I did it Wednesday during the day, but
Yes,
that
it
was my bad because really I should have done it in the evening. I forgot that I had Louis. I was not supposed to have Louis on Wednesday, but I did because the lovely mom who takes Louis once in a while so that we can work, she She could only have him until 2, and for me, it was not worth it to drive all the way there for just like a maybe 5 hour thing. So I just kept him home. But it was during quiet time that, and he did not get out of his room once.
I saw the post on Instagram. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, he's doing better. The day before, though, he was so mad to go to do quiet time, and it was like the end of the world. He still stayed in his room the whole time, but whew. And then he's like, oh, it went by so quickly. I'm like, yes. Like, he's like, next time I want it longer. Like, this is pretty bullshit. But it's like, okay, sure. Let's do an hour and a half if you want. But yeah, it's
Just tell him
going.
that he can come out of his room when the Bonhomme gets up, but he doesn't have to. You can,
That's
but you
true.
don't have
It's
to.
like this morning, the Bonhomme is green at 7. He was only out of his room at 7:20 something. I'm like, oh, shoot, I need to get up. Like, yeah, because I did not put an alarm. Because, I mean, when you have a kid, you have an alarm, basically.
Seven
So,
twenty something.
yes.
I was already like saying hi to everybody walking in my school at that time.
It's funny you say that because I went to the library today for 10 a.m. and Marco, and my friend V was supposed to be there at 10. She was only there at 11. She's like, I don't like to be rushed in the morning. I'm like, it's like how? Like, how?
When you said you wanted to spend the day with me at school, I think you should start at 6:30 in my house.
No, maybe I'll just meet you at school.
It literally never stops until like 7:30 p.m. 6:30 to
See,
7:30.
that's how I feel
Oh.
when the other two kids are here. Because they like Dominic only goes to bed at 8, sometimes 9, and then he wakes up at 5, 6 a.m. You know what I mean? Like, no. It's like long days. But Louis goes down at 6:30, 7 p.m., wakes up at 7 a.m.
Yeah, but I
Like,
feel like with Dominique, you can just do whatever you want. Like, you don't have to be always with him, no?
no, you can't
All
trust
the
him.
time with him?
He's in the snacks. He's in the stuff. Like, he will be up to no good.
Oh.
Yeah, some older kids, you can really trust them. Others, it's questionable. Some like rules, like Louis, and some like to not follow rules. Every kid is different. But, oh no, it's just he wakes up like wired, like with a lot of energy and loud, you know? Yeah, that's just, so it's obvious that he's up. Or the TV's blasted. Okay, I think we talked about enough. I have something, but I'll talk at the end after our. Okay, let's dive in because we have been chatting forever. So a random topic. I'm kind of nervous. I'm gonna go to the second page.
No, nothing about relaxation. No.
Okay, this is it's more adult though. I feel we should maybe redo this night and put like baby and toddler to sleep, but whatever. It's up to you. The impact of caffeine and alcohol on sleep. Like, can we do
Okay, pick
this?
another one. Pick
Okay.
another one. Because that's
This,
sleep,
though,
adult
okay,
sleep.
this is random, but I think one of the reasons I was not sleeping well, I was drinking a cold brew. Sonia
In the
Bourgeois cannot
afternoon?
drink, not in the morning. I can't drink that. I can't take a lot of caffeine, I think. It can stay in your body for like 24 hours,
Oh
not.
my God, I can drink like five
Yeah, but
coffees and
you're
still
not
sleep.
me. Like, I don't know how you do it. If I
And I'm
drink.
so overtired, so.
Okay. Pregnancy and sleep, addressing challenges and finding comfort. I mean, this could be more relevant. And personally, I don't, well, actually, I remember some pregnancy sleep that was not great.
I feel like we can talk about it, but we don't really have much control when we're pregnant. So I feel like there's not meant like we can't really give anybody tips for how to improve their sleep when they're pregnant because they
Well,
don't
there
really
can be little
try.
things like the pillow. I remember I had a pregnant pillow thing that was like an S or whatever. That was a game
Yeah, like
changer.
one that goes between your legs.
We like sleeping without that was not great, but sleeping with
Mathieu
that.
hated that pillow. He called it the not tonight pillow.
Because he knew it was not getting any.
Nope.
That's funny. See, I felt like a whale with the big belly and the pillow. Like, I felt like I was taking most of the bed.
My God, and trying to flip on the other side with that pillow, it took like a century. Like, I think I woke up in the morning by the time I flipped over.
I know, but it was a game changer though for me anyways. And I
For
got
comfort, yeah.
the pillow when I bought the crib. She just gave me her pillow. She's like, "Do you want this too?" I'm like, "Yes, please. I'll take
I
it."
sold mine on Marketplace. I think I bought it for $75.
That's the
I
thing,
think I
it's
sold
quite
it for like
expensive.
60. Yeah.
So I'm like super lucky that she just gave it to me. Okay, well, I'm not sure if you want any of these topics.
Are they all adult related? How come we had success in the beginning?
I guess we were got lucky. I don't know.
Okay,
We
well,
didn't
nothing about
really.
alcohol, drugs, or pregnancy, maybe.
Oh, sleep and seasonal changes, adapting to daylight shifts.
Daylight savings?
Well, daylight shifts,
Oh,
we're
okay.
getting into summer,
Yeah.
how could people get ready for summer? Do they change the schedule? What should they do? Bleep, bleep, blah, blah, blah. Are
Yes,
we
let's
doing
talk
that?
about that. Yes, because you know what?
Okay.
It reminds me that I have two friends separately that actually questioned, like, not too
On
long ago,
this?
how come my baby used to always sleep well and all of a sudden they can't fall asleep so quickly anymore? And I'm like, do you have a blackout curtain or blackout blinds? And they're like, no, they never needed it. I'm like, maybe they need a blackout blind because the sun is up later during the day now, and it's gonna get worse. And maybe they're just at that age where they need a little bit more time and effort to fall asleep. So having a blackout blind would remove that obstacle.
That is so true. Like,
And it actually
that's
makes a
so true.
difference.
Yes. Well, I have this sleep consultant. She's like, that is like my gold thing. Like, she's like, it's the blackout. It's something that I force every parent to do because just that can make a difference. I'm like, huh, interesting. So she was always nervous of doing in-homes because she's like, what if there's no blackout? Like, should I bring garbage bags or something, to make
Blackout
sure?
and white noise. Well, I'm not like, I'm still not the biggest blackout.
I know.
Like, I'll suggest it all the time. For my own kids, I don't do it, which I
But they
probably
sleep
should.
okay, though.
Yeah.
If you would have sleep issues and Olivia would stop napping, you would be
I
like,
would
okay,
definitely put the blind. Yeah.
exactly.
But white noise, on the other hand,
That is like a must for you.
that's like your blackout.
Yeah, I'm not as strict on white noise. Well, for babies, I'm like, you should do it, in my opinion. It's like, why would you not?
Yeah.
When I work with older kids that never use white noise, I'm like, huh, we try it, but it's not for everyone, I guess. But yeah, making the room darker. Even for me, I think it helped with my sleep because we did it in my room. But also, even naps right now, obviously it's very bright, but what about you keep the same schedule in the summer, right, Nat?
Always.
You have friends that do a later bedtime in the summer and later mornings?
Like, I don't want, like, I'll sacrifice the early mornings to keep the early bedtime because as
Oh, I
much as it's
know.
summer, I still want my friggin' nights.
That's so true, and
And I find
you
them just in a better mood when they're on the same schedule and they're not up late. I just don't know. I find like everybody's much happier when.
Yeah, but it's a time of the year. I'm not sure if I said this on here, but I walk often at night, and the other night it was like 8:20, and there was a lot of kids playing in the street. I'm like, you guys should all be in bed.
Yep.
What are you
And it's
doing?
when you go camping, I find the worst. Like
Oh,
it's
that's the
11
worst.
o'clock midnight and
No,
there's kids running around. It drives me up the wall.
my parents tell me all the time, you could not handle it. I'm like, no, I don't want to know. I don't want to know because they see it too. They're in campgrounds, right?
And you know what? Last year, I think I told you this, but we went camping. We were over 100 people in our group in PI. Did I tell you this?
We, yeah,
And
for the kazoo.
yeah, exactly. So we're camping, and people that are in our group that I know and that know that I'm a sleep coach are telling me, Basilite, you know,
Find
they're justifying
excuses. Yeah.
themselves. And I'm
Yeah.
like, dude, I'm only gonna judge you in my head. Like,
Yeah.
I'm not
Yeah.
gonna tell you what to do in real life, but in my head, I'm like, geez, you're not
Same.
like, and the next day, the kids were always like cranky
It's
and
not
always
worth it.
fighting. And it's like,
Well,
why do you do this to yourself?
it's
Do you
not worth
really
it
think
for
you're a
me.
better parent by letting them up late? Come, what memories are you building by giving them a cranky day?
I know.
A
I
chapeau.
know not, and I'm kind of anal to it that, and we're going to Toronto, and I'm a little stressed, and please tell me that it's going to be okay. So we get there at like 7:30 Toronto time. But then we need to have our rental van, and then we need to get to the hotel. And so it's probably going to be like 10 p.m. by the time
Yeah,
we goes
but
down.
there's a difference between having no control on bedtime
Oh, I know.
and
And
having control
having,
on
that's
bedtime.
true.
And the other difference is you're actually going to give them the chance to recuperate the next day,
Yeah.
whereas these people literally put them to bed at 11 o'clock every single night for no reason.
Oh my
For the
God.
whole weekend.
Not worth it.
No, and they're probably already in a sleep debt by the time we get to the campground, but Louis is going to be
Yeah, his tank is
going
gonna
to
be
Toronto on
full.
a full tank, you know.
It should be. Yeah, that's true. No, it's still gonna be okay. And that's the thing. It's just I need the things I don't have control, I need to let go. But so did you see that those parents that would do like later bedtime, the kids were they like cranky the next
Yeah,
day?
that's what I mean.
It's
The
not
next day, they
fun.
were fighting with their siblings, giving their parents a hard time, not accepting no.
Like everything
Like
is a
just the
bigger deal.
attitude. Yeah.
Yeah, not worth it for
Like
me.
emotions, like regulation, like it's just all over the place.
Like I will sacrifice, like we were often hanging out with Eric's friends in the Shediac Bridge, Shediac River, whatever. And I would often leave before Eric because I really wanted to put Louis down early. And I mean, like he would stay until 9 or sometimes even 10. I would come home for like 7 p.m. Like, no, it's not worth it. And they always try to kind of guilt trip me or like they find it weird, but they're gonna have a baby soon, so I'm excited to see if that's gonna change for
It's
them, you
gonna
know?
change.
Yeah, I know.
And they're gonna forget that they even tried guilt tripping you, I promise. Like, I have people around me that when I had Lexi when she was young, I was like putting her to bed 3 or 4 times during the day and leaving at like 5:30 p.m. from a family supper to go put her to bed. And it was like, Bella, how come she's going to bed again? Be, be, be. And all these comments. And now these are the people that are like, oh, we got to go to home early because, and I'm like, in my head, I'm like, see, like that's what
But
life is.
I have a question for you. Why do you think people are scared to be that person that needs to leave to put the baby down? Like, why would that be a bad thing? Why is that
They're not
embarrassing?
scared to do it. They were the
Not
people
some
that were
people.
judging
No,
me.
but I'm just saying how some people, it's like their fear that they don't want to be that person. That's why they don't like, let's say a family approaches me and they want to work together, or we work together. They're like, well, I don't want to be that, those parents that like need to leave a party. You know what I mean? Why does it scare them? Why is sleep not a priority? Or, you know
I
what I
think
mean?
they just give too much power to the way that people think about them.
Maybe. And I'm like, Louis is my priority, so whatever Louis needs, it's what is more important. I don't care what people think. You know, it's like my parents agree, cool. If they don't, cool. I don't. Yeah. A lot of people are scared of like the in-laws. I'm like, oh my God, like stand your ground. Like, it's
Yeah,
your
like
job.
nobody decides what I do but me. You could be my mother, my whatever person in my family, my in-laws, it doesn't matter. I will do what I want to do.
Yeah, not exactly. That's how people should live their lives, but not everybody does. Back to the topic, if we have things we want to add. So what about sleep and seasonal changes? So obviously Nat does not make any change in her schedule, but she now, like she said, she will recommend sometimes blackout curtains if the room is becoming brighter. Do you
Yeah.
feel okay? Yeah. And what about now? You don't sleep more in the winter than in the summer because you just don't sleep that much all year round.
Well, we have the same schedule because we have the same life during the summer and during the winter. Like I don't work in the summer at school, but I still have a schedule that I follow, and Mathieu still works, so we have to bring the kids to daycare or we go camping or we everything we do is around the kids' sleep schedule. So because I want them up at 6:30, my day starts at 6:30.
Yeah, exactly. Even in the summer.
I find myself more pre if I was to wake up later and go to bed later, I find I'm like less productive.
That's so true. I feel like the mornings where I'm like up before 7 and I get a workout in, and it's like, wow, I've done so many things before 9 a.m. I'm like
And
amazed.
those are the mornings that you were probably in bed earlier, right?
Yeah, or at least that I had a good night's sleep.
And so they say the research shows that all the time that you spend sleeping before midnight is more restorative. So if you went to bed earlier, and that's why you're more productive the next day, is because you went to bed, earlier, before
But it's
midnight.
crazy the energy level when I sleep rather than when I'm not sleeping. Like I don't know how moms who like wake up every 2 hours are like running businesses and like working out. Like how do they have the energy to do all those things and take care of the kids? Don't know. I'm not that super at fault. Like I could not. I could survive for a few weeks on that, but
Lots of coffee. I don't, when
I
I'm sleeping,
guess.
I'm sleeping. I don't wake up. Like, as soon as I hit the pillow, I fall asleep until my alarm goes off. I rarely wake up in the middle of the night, but I don't get a lot of number of hours. So I'll fall
But
asleep at like 11:30 and I'll wake up at 6.
it's 11. It's a efficient sleep sitcom, you know? Like you're getting good sleep, even if it's a okay, but how many hours is it for bad? It's like,
6.5, 7.
okay. But if you're consistent with that, because some people will have 8 and sometimes 5, you know what I mean? So that's not better either, I
Five
feel.
is not a lot. No.
No.
The earliest I'm up is 6. My alarm goes up off at 6. And the latest, like at the in September, I was going to bed at like 11:30, 12. Now I'm in my bed by 11 and I'm sleeping by 11:30. But that's not a lot of time before midnight, so it's not restorative sleep. It
No,
would
but
be
the fact
more
that you're
efficient.
not.
It'd be more efficient if I slept from 7 to 5, or sorry, 7 to midnight and woke up at 2 a.m. for the day.
But no, you know why? You could shift, but you probably don't want to. But you could wake up. You could be the 5 a.m. club kind of person. You
But I
could go
don't
to bed
want
at like 9 and wake up at 5, and you don't
to. I
want.
want to be up at
I feel
5.
like we'd get so much shit done at 5.
Yeah, I feel like the slightest movement in my house wakes up my kids in the morning, though.
That I get.
I would have to, like, FBI myself out of my
We
room.
need to go downstairs.
I used to do that during my
Okay.
mat leave with Lexi, I think. I would go downstairs and work out.
Yeah,
That
I
was
would do that with Louis
during the
too.
pandemic when I had nothing.
Yeah. Same pandemic, I was so in shape and
Oh
eating
my
so
God, me too.
good.
I would work out
Yeah.
like 3 times a day just because.
No, it's crazy, eh? Okay, well, you maybe you're like me, like I'm just so social and like yeah, it's like the pandemic, I had nothing else to do. Might as well work out and cook and eat good. I don't know. It was
Yeah, I would
like
do like a workout on Zoom with my friends and then a workout with my Mathieu on his whatever he was doing and then go running at night. Like, no,
wow.
I was in my
Yeah.
best shape of my life during the pandemic.
Probably me too, and it was after Louis, though. Yeah, I knew it was after. Oh my God.
And
Crazy.
then I got pregnant again.
Yeah, I know. So you got pregnant technically the second time during the pandemic.
2021?
Because the pandemic
No.
was still on in.
When did I find out I was pregnant with Olivier?
I don't
I
know.
can't remember. He's born in December. Whatever 9 months is before that. March?
March,
April?
April, April maybe.
Yeah, 2021. So yeah, like a year after the pandemic hit.
Wow. Interesting. Okay, anything else we want to add on this lovely topic?
Just, I know we're gonna be talking about this summer again because as much as it's coming, we're gonna be talking a lot more about it, like in depth. I feel like we have to because it's gonna be the hot topic. So we'll probably give them more tips along the way, but I'm a big believer in following the same schedule. If it works, then just keep doing it. I don't know why you would change it. Like,
Yeah, and
the
your
kids
kids
don't
are
know the
not,
difference.
they're not missing out. You are
No.
not missing out. I'm like, I try to kind of glamorize how it's nice when your kids go down early and then you can have a bonfire, have a drink. You know, you can
Yeah.
host people, you can still enjoy your summer, or you can one partner can stay at home, the other goes to the beach. You know, like
Yeah.
there's doesn't mean you're stuck home and it's the
And
end of the
it's not
world.
selfish because you literally
No.
live your whole entire life from 6:30 to 7 for your kids, so you can actually enjoy your 2 hours of alone time at night guilt-free.
I It's always guilt-free for me. I don't understand people who feel, I'm like, when my job is done and Louis in bed, it's like the best feeling. And I love spending time with Louis. But I do spend a lot of time with him lately. Like only went on 7 days, like only once he went to the mom's place. So it was like
But
6 days.
even if you had to bring him 5 days, it doesn't make you any less of a good
No,
mom.
exactly. No, but it's just like I have enough. At the end of the day, I'm like, I'm trying to work. You're talking nonstop.
Louis is not gonna remember when he's older. He's not gonna remember the days that you didn't spend time with him. He's gonna remember the times that you did. So
That's
he's
true.
not gonna say, "Oh, she spent 5 days out of seven with me," or no, he's gonna say, "Oh, I remember this one time we went to this place and we did this
Yeah.
thing." It's about the
Yeah.
quality, not the quantity.
That's so true. And that's why, yeah, it's all about the quality instead of the quantity. Yeah. But I'm like, I'm so in a weird position right now where I want to spend the most time I can because school is starting. But at the same time, yeah, it's temporary. I knew that in June he's going to start daycare probably full time. So I'm like, it's okay. But if it would be this way, I don't think I could last. Just because I'm like, I really want to work on my business. And yeah, it's hard to have like two things during the day to focus on. Like him there. Like I took a call and it was like so hard doing the discovery call. He was chasing me around the house and wanting to unstuck the Jeep outside. I'm like, do we? I'm on the phone. Like they don't understand. Like, yeah.
And that's not quality time. So it wouldn't make a
No.
difference whether he's at home or whether he's
Exactly.
at the
And
daycare.
it's like only a 15 minute, but it's like a 15 minute. It's stressful for him, annoying for him. Stressful for me, annoying for him, you know, and it's like, but I should have blocked my calendar and I forgot. So like she booked a discovery call, you know, I could have canceled it, but I'm like, oh, it's gonna be okay for 15 minutes, but no.
Totally get it. All right, I
Okay.
think we're I you there's that one other thing you said you wanted to say at the end.
Yes. Yeah, so I am gonna be asking for guests on the podcast. So if you want to be a guest, let me know. I have a few people that are interested, actually, people from our group that. And I reached out to a mom. She's kind of shy, but I would love to have her. She has a 21-year-old and a baby. So it's
A
like a
21-year-old?
yes. So like a huge gap. And like, I want to know more about it. Like, I want to know more about her and everything. So I feel it would be super interesting. So hopefully she says yes. I'm like, even if
Yeah,
it's out
that
of your
would be.
comfort zone, it's like, it's
I love
okay.
things that are not
Typical.
typical.
Yeah. Yeah, because I want to pick her brain because a lot of people are scared of like a 6 year gap. I'm like, this is a 21-year gap. Like this. So she must have had the first one really young and the second one old enough, you know? Yeah. I want her on the podcast. Hopefully she'll say yes. She's probably listening to this. She's going to listen to this podcast. She's going to feel like she's going to need to do it. But yeah, so that
We're
was my other
counting on
thing.
you, Mama.
That was my other thing. If you want to, and also if you have a podcast, we would love to be a guest on your
And
podcast. Okay.
if you want to nominate people to be on the podcast, we can reach out to them
Oh,
too.
that would be
If you
fun.
know somebody that might be interested, like you don't want to do it, or you've already done it, but you know people that would like to do it.
Yeah, please let us know. Because usually, like, obviously, people love to listen to me and that, but they love guests. They, you know, it's
You
like,
know what? You should ask Alicia to be on the podcast. Then we can ask her about her snoring husband.
I should ask her. And then she could talk about her, yeah, because I had just Jose. I could have
And
just
I don't know if you heard
Alicia.
their if you listened to their wait on, I can't talk. I don't know if you've listened to their latest podcast, but they were talking about like not being able to sleep, and they were
Yeah.
talking about sleep, and I'm like, dude, you guys have to call Sonia.
Okay. Ah, when you did. I'm gonna reach out. I actually reached out this week, so let's just yeah, reach out again if she wants to. Okay.
She will.
Yeah, probably. It's fine. It's fun to be a guest on the podcast. I love it. Okay. Well, thank you, Nat. This was
Welcome.
fun. And hope you have a good night of sleep.
You too, and go to bed early.
Bye.